Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and...
me, Kev on stage, his father and friend.
Yes, that is him. We can make a rap out of that. His father and him, yes.
Yes, nice. Yeah. Heyo, this guy gets it.
Rap song coming out never. Okay, today we're talking about a utopia, because it was for a school assignment, and yeah. So, in case you don't know what a utopia is, it's a perfect place. So, like, the opposite of what it is right now. there's no other explaining to it. It's just a perfect place.
Everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. Every day is the best. Mm-hmm. Every moment of every second of every second of every moment is all things are good, no things are bad.
Yes, that is what it is. And for our assignment, we had a few guest speakers, including Mother, which she is not here.
No.
But they were, I don't think this is really important, but I'm going to say it anyway. The volunteers, which were just a bunch of kids' parents, they were telling us about their jobs. There's like a lawyer, and we would ask questions like, how would you have a job if everything was perfect? Then, you know,
Why would you need lawyers?
Yeah, why would you need lawyers?
What did the lawyer say?
I forgot. You think I remember? It didn't matter. You think I'm going to remember that? It's funny. You should be like a comedian or something. Okay, anyway, that's besides the point. The point is, a utopia is supposed to be a perfect place, and we're building it. But what I didn't understand is, if it's a perfect place... then why are we doing this? If it's a perfect place, then it's a perfect place. I don't think there needs to be more. But we're creating these scenarios like, what if somebody did break the law? And then I wouldn't say this out loud, but well, then it wouldn't be a utopia if somebody broke the law.
But what if it's a utopia for a criminal?
Well,
and then like, I get to rob all day and steal, and then I'm like, yeah. Was it a personal utopia or a group utopia?
Personal. A personal utopia.
Okay.
And we're like asking questions like, what if something went wrong? And all I could think of was, well, then it wouldn't be a utopia. I don't understand why this question has to be asked.
Yeah, it's fair.
It's
a fair question. It's good to ask. What did they say when you said that? Oh, you didn't say that.
No.
Why didn't you say that?
You're crazy. Say that out loud in front of the class.
Yeah. And they'll be like, yo, smart kid JoJo, you want to come hang out?
Who would say that? And also, no, I wouldn't want to come hang out. Have you seen... do you understand why...
you want to come hang out socially distanced or just like play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2?
I don't... you really just be saying stuff for the sake of being saying stuff. Like, you really just don't be making sense and you go on with it. You were supposed to have something to say about
that. No, you're right.
Okay, anyway, the opposite of utopia is a dystopia, which we didn't really talk about much.
Oh, that's what they say in those movies that are like post-apocalyptic. They're like in this dystopian future, usually like some dramatic thing happened,
like the zombie
apocalypse, the sun cracked. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like dystopian future. I know what dystopian meant, but I didn't think as an opposite of a utopia.
I didn't know utopia was a thing.
When I was in high school, there was a drink called Fruitopia, which was like the most sugary drink ever made, but it was delicious.
Okay, well, you say a lot of things are sugary though when they're not really.
No, you...
like the passion fruit?
You, see, when you drink a lot of water like me, and you go back to drinking a lot of juice like you, then you will see that the juice, like, remember that time you drank water for a whole month?
Yeah.
When you went back to juice, it didn't taste sweeter?
Oh, it absolutely did, but it still wasn't that sweet.
Nah, man, because I don't drink hardly that much juice anymore. As much as I used to drink.
I was about to say, that's just...
no. You know I don't drink as much juice as I used to drink. I'm drinking Perrier now. You take it back to me. Tell the truth. You know I don't drink that much juice anymore.
Not the merch. but what are your thoughts on utopia, dystopia?
like what would make mine?
Yeah, what would you make?
I saw this thing on the internet today. I'm going to make a video about it.
Hey, that's what you usually say.
It is. So it was a pizza, but the crust, instead of bread, it was hot wings. So, I'm serious.
Hold on. I just kind of need to process this in my mind.
Let me show you.
A pizza with hot wings instead of crust?
It was a hot wing crust, but not a hot wing flavored crust. Literally,
what?
Hot wings braided together or like baked together inside the pizza.
What even is that pizza?
Looks like cheeseburger pizza or something. I don't know.
Cheeseburger pizza?
That's delicious.
With hot wings instead of. Let me tell you, this is just the worst. It's
the best.
No!
It's
no!
Utopia. It's Utopia. Okay. I like wings. I like pizza.
Cheeseburger pizza with hot wings instead of the crust. This is the best world possible, guys.
That's not juice, though. I didn't say I ate healthy. I just said I'm drinking a lot of juice. One thing does not have to do with the other.
I never said that.
I had nothing to do with drinking juice. That juice is still sugary. So anyway, the first thing of my utopia is getting my hands on that. Okay. The hot wing crust pizza. Because it's like wings. Pizza. Finished with wings. You don't have to eat separate, you know?
Okay. Well, if that was part of your utopia, would everybody just be okay with eating
delicious things? Wait, is my personal utopia?
Yeah.
Like, I make the rules?
You make everything.
Oh, but there's a whole bunch of people who live there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I would just be like...
It's just you.
Yeah.
That would just be a dream. I mean, not really. True.
So, I guess in my utopia, restaurants, they would make whatever you want and they would like suggest new things to you. Because in my wildest, fattest dreams, I would never have said, let's take hot wings and make it the outside bread of pizza. And I will try a lot of things. I'm a creative guy. I consider myself very funny and creative. But coming up with that, I would live my whole life. Never thought I could do that. So in my utopia, the world's greatest minds, chefs, scientists, thought provokers, mathematicians, they'd all work in kitchens and being like, how can we maximize
the smartest people in the world work on food and have chef top hats.
Top hats, they create the most amazing culinary experiences. You eat as much as you want, but you don't gain weight. You stay with abs.
Okay, but how would you just be born with abs or would you work?
Everybody would have great physical fitness no matter what you drink. You could have soda or a your body just...
So, you don't... Okay.
You just look like I would look like The Rock, obviously. But without having to work out or do any of those things.
So, if all the smartest people in the world were working as a chef, would that mean all the people that weren't chef were just dumb?
No. They could be smart, too. Everybody could be smart. It's utopia. We'd be like, I'm smart, too. What'd you come up with?
Then wouldn't they all just work... In a kitchen?
People will take days off. And then somebody will work in the kitchen. And they'll be like, man, tomorrow I got a good idea. You want to come by? And be like, I got peanut butter and jelly inside of a croissant. And you're like, what? I will try that. You'd be like, yeah, come by.
Did you just make that up on the spot? Peanut butter and jelly inside of croissant?
One time I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich like a grilled cheese.
Like you heated it up?
Like, you know how you make grilled cheese, right? I did that, but instead of cheese, it was peanut butter and jelly. And then it was like...
You heated it up?
I grilled it. It was delicious.
The jelly?
Warm jelly. Warm peanut butter.
Ew!
No, man. Great. Yeah!
Grilled?
I saw it on... I saw the recipe online. And
There's a recipe for that?
I mean, it was just like an idea, like Pinterest. And then I saw there were some new jellies that weren't available in like my local grocery freezer, a local grocery store. You had to order them online. There was a strawberry peach. It was a Smucker's strawberry peach limited edition. So I bought that online. And because I shopped online with Honey, I saved so much money. I was like, oh my gosh. Because you know me, I love shopping online. And I buy all this stuff, and I don't really think about, you know, what it costs and all that stuff, but I still like saving money.
Yeah.
And with Honey, I could just go boom, 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 add the cart, boom, Honey goes and finds the discounts for me and tallies them up, and I get to save money.
You probably didn't even realize that was in that, did you?
Oh, yeah.
The smoothest.
Listen, we've all seen that promo code fill ton of set checkout, but thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey's a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one to fit your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. Here's how it works. Listen. When you check out, the Honey button drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons and finds for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. I just told you how much I do. Matter of fact, between me, you, and JoJo.
And also all the
and the people here. I bought mommy a gift for Valentine's Day last night. She almost caught me. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, buying Jordans. She was like, you told me to.
And then buying Jordans.
Yeah, I couldn't think of nothing that she would believe. She didn't believe it either.
Did you really say buying Jordans?
I did. So anyway, I went online and of course, Honey was right there. Saved me some money. I got her some clothes, got her some jewelry and stuff, and I saved like I think $20 on a dress that I bought her. Yeah, that was great.
That starts to add up, guys. And let's be honest, you ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere. Not in this pandemic. Not in the pandemic. No. Look, if you don't already have Honey, you can straight up be missing out on free savings. Literally free, and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a favor and supporting this podcast. All the money from these ads goes to JoJo. This is his first job.
Me.
I had a job cutting grass. JoJo has a job owning his own podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/JoJo. That's joinhoney.com/JoJo.
Me. I actually do want to say something. It is really, all right, it's really interesting how different things could have been if COVID wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Because this probably wouldn't be a thing. Because literally the first episode, I'm pretty sure the first few words is cold opening. I'm bored. And you probably are too. If you're watching this, something along, I think.
So. Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah. And that's literally the reason we started doing this. Yep. Is because I was bored. Yep. You were bored.
Yep.
And I don't, Yeah.
You okay. Get it. What do you do when you're bored, Joe? Do you play some games on your phone?
When I am bored, I either start a podcast, which we already did. So what am I supposed to do? Play a video game. Oh, yeah. 2X today, baby. Man, we're going to... And it's free.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same amount of you watching this video. And you get the same amount of enjoyment from this game. It's an amazing game called Best Fiends. It's free, and you can find it on the App Store for $0.00. Best Fiends has thousands of levels plus new content added all of the time, so you never run out of entertainment. And unlike us, I'm pretty sure they don't make new updates every week. Yeah. And even if they did it, it wouldn't matter, because again, there's already thousands of levels to play. You don't have to be a hardcore gamer. It's made for all ages, and it's fun for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm already on level 20, I assume.
Dang. You was going fast.
It's fun, and also it's not hard. It can take your mind off things, and you know, you don't have to be stressed, because it's just a fun game. You can just play. With over 100 million downloads, with a 5-star rating mobile puzzle game, it is a must play. Good thing Best Fiends updates all the time. Well, which means they probably don't update it once a week, which is great, because then while you're playing this game, you can use Honey to shop for merch and then watch our videos. Oh my gosh, this is amazing! And most of it is free!
Yeah.
Download the game for free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R. Best Fiends.
And now back to the show. So also in my utopia, definitely I would be able to travel and like visit the whole world.
would it be for free?
Either for free or money wouldn't be an object to me. And I could fly first class like Tokyo. That's also something I'd want to do every time I... Actually, even better, I fly private.
You fly a private jet?
Private. I mean, it's Utopia now. Mm-hmm. So it's like the Tokyo experience,
so but just me and my world, family. So the whole world would be the Utopia. The entire world?
Yeah. This is great.
Okay.
And so ice cream will come out of water faucets. I don't know, but then you would need water. One faucet.
The ocean. House.
Oh, okay. Okay, you can order ice cream and it will come fast and the order will be right.
Okay, hold on. Order will be right every time.
Every time.
Okay.
You know, Pink Bear be messing our order up.
What? Mm-hmm. Pink Bear sponsor us.
Pink Bear sponsor us and then we won't tell the truth.
Anyway, that's besides the point. If water was ice cream, would ice cream be an essential part?
No, I said water would come, ice cream would come out of water faucets. I just want ice cream on tap, basically. Okay, you know what a beer tap is? You don't know that, do you?
Absolutely.
Okay, you know how a soda machine works at Subway.
You press the button and...
Okay, boom. You know how you go to Pinkberry, you have that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want that in my house. Plus the Pinkberries.
Why wouldn't you just get the ice cream normally?
What do you mean?
Like, just an ice cream instead of having the...
Just, it's my Utopia, okay. Dude. It's not yours.
If everything was free, then who would work the private jet? Who would give it to you?
I don't know. Private jet people. You're drilling down too much.
Well,
I don't want to think about the society. Oh, that's part of
the
activity?
Yeah.
What was the Utopia? If they're working for me, it's not their Utopia. They're not going to be excited about it.
So it's just your Utopia and everybody is just living for
is
you.
Is it my Utopia or is the world?
Okay. It is your Utopia, but other people still live in them.
Well, it's my Utopia. It sucks for you that you have to work for me. It's not my problem. It's not your Utopia. It's mine.
Well, that's a dystopia thing.
For them, it's a Utopia for me. You said it's my Utopia, so I'm giving you things that'll make it my Utopia. How they get paid is on their own thing. I don't care. I'm rich. I gave you money, okay? Now, back to your dystopia. Everything's great for me. You didn't say a utopia, you said my utopia. If people have to work, it ain't a utopia.
Okay, then how would you get anything if people had to work?
It's a utopia, man. I don't know. My dad was rich. He created the utopia. People are like, Kev, you can. I don't care. My dad said I can.
That still doesn't make.
Don't care. It's my utopia, hush. Tell me about your utopia.
Okay.
First thing you do is go to school every day for 12 hours. What's next?
Okay. So, my utopia, I would just go from daily life. Not a mansion, because mansions are a lot of walking, unless you could go there faster, but just not a mansion. But a big house with stairs that you can slide down.
Okay.
Like stairs with
a big thing for you.
A slide. Yeah.
Oh, that's even
when you're
better.
Going downstairs, it's a slide, and going up, it's a reverse slide because technology can be a thing like that now.
Sliding up would be a different experience.
It would be fun. It would probably get sick sometimes, so then there would be an option to just.
What if you just had an escalator up or no?
Yeah, and just an escalator or something.
Because walking is. Ugh.
Yeah. you know those airport things where there's the things that move you across?
Movie walkway?
I would absolutely want
that. So would you have that? Would you have a mansion if you could have a moving walkway?
I don't know, man. I'll be rich. It's my utopia. What are you saying?
Would you get a bigger house if you just stood on that and it took you everywhere you want to go? Or you could have a
hover car. Oh, yeah, actually.
I mean, what's that thing called that you put your feet on? And you go down and you go... Miss Danny Star has one.
Trampoline?
No. You stand up on it.
Oh, hoverboard.
Hoverboard. Would you get a big house if you could just hoverboard?
Oh, yeah, hoverboard. Definitely hoverboard. Imagine a hoverboard on one of those the walkways. That would be...
Yeah, you're going fast.
Gotta go fast. why'd you laugh like that? Okay. Trampoline. Those are really fun.
Yes.
Probably a pool.
You can have trampoline as big as Jumpy Jump Place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A pool that isn't always cold.
Yeah.
It's like... Warm.
Don't you like cold pools in the summer?
Well, yes and no. Because it's hot, so yeah, you don't want something cold. But then as soon as you get in, it's like, it's freezing.
But then like after like less than a minute, it's fine.
Yeah, but during that minute, you're like, it's freezing. And you want to get out.
Yeah. Okay.
What else? And this is just kind of my house. But for food, I mean, obviously, my favorite foods like ravioli and nothing else because I only like mac and cheese.
We said that one time.
You did not. You are
good. We said it one time.
Every time I didn't like something, I didn't like these mac and cheese. Every time I changed my mind about liking something, you only like mac and cheese. Why'd
you
do that?
You did change your mind.
Because I... The chicken...
Now you never like chicken. Now you never like chicken. You used to eat chicken all the time. Chicken tenders. When? You don't eat chicken tenders right now. That's chicken.
No, I don't eat.
You don't eat chicken nuggets at Chick-fil-A.
Okay, yes.
Do you like chicken?
I only like the Chick-fil-A sauce.
No, you don't, because you can just eat that and you don't eat the nugs.
Because chicken.
If you didn't like Chick-fil-A sauce, if you didn't like chicken, dipping Chick-fil-A sauce in chicken.
Well, because Chick-fil-A sauce by itself doesn't taste good.
But if you didn't like chicken, you wouldn't dipping in chicken.
I always dip it with fries.
You could eat Chick-fil-A sauce with fries?
Yeah, because I do. And I like it more than the chicken nuggets. Because I only like the Chick-fil-A sauce.
All I like is mac and cheese. You don't even eat mac and cheese that much anymore.
I mean, you don't really buy it. You say that like I have a juice to buy mac and cheese, which I can get a discount for using honey.
Ayo!
Mac and honey.
Nice.
That would probably taste disgusting.
Okay, so your food, ravioli.
Mm-hmm. Just everything I would like. Like Chick-fil-A sauce is really good though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. What restaurants would we have?
Mac and cheese of town. It's all different mac and cheeses. White cheese.
No.
Cheddar cheese. Gruyere.
What is that?
Gruyere. It's a soft cheese. Yeah. Brie. Brie's another cheese.
I also don't know what that is.
You ever heard of Brie? Actually, Gouda?
No.
What cheeses do you know?
American, cheddar, white, Jack.
White cheese. Mozzarella, you know that?
Yeah, mozzarella.
Swiss.
Parmesan.
Nacho.
No.
What?
Nacho
cheese.
I knew it. I absolutely knew it. I was like, no. And then you were like, what? And I was like, because nacho. You said, nacho cheese. I got it right, guys. Broskies.
Broski, broski.
I'm sorry. I'm never going to do that ever again. Just saying the word bro. What does that, mother think we say broski?
Broski, you want to bake?
Everybody, please, in the comments, tell us you don't say broski. And if you do, you're lying. And if you say it right now, that doesn't count.
Broski. Nobody do you want to bake?
I was not expecting that. But I was going to say, I really like animals, and I really like big cats. So, yes. Just lions,
what's your favorite
tigers.
Big cats?
No idea.
Lion, tiger, jaguar,
leopard.
Lynx, cougars.
I don't know what a lynx is. Cougars, I know. Mountain lions, tigers, cheetahs. There's just so many.
Yeah.
And also dogs, and I guess wolves, and hyenas.
Yep.
Like in Lion King.
So would you like have a zoo or like a farm? Well, not a farm, but
no,
like
yeah, you can't.
A preservation?
They would be my pets.
You have a pet big cat?
Yes.
Tiger King Jojo?
Yes, I would have all of the big cats.
Now, where does Baby Yoda fit in?
Moving on. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Movies and TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like scary movies because...
I don't like scary movies. I don't like being scared. Okay,
scary horror movies, no.
Action, yes.
Action, adventure, and comedy, definitely. I don't really like romance.
You don't like rom-com? Hey, oh. she met
stop!
A boy.
Stop! Just stop! Different in love at the airport. No, I don't like rom-coms.
You don't like 10 things
I have I literally you. Just said I don't like rom-coms. What makes you think this one specifically will make me change my mind?
What about if it was a...
I only like the rom-com mac and cheese.
Listen, what if it was a rom-com featuring Baby Yoda and Baby Girl Yoda and they had to find each other's love in the airport?
I just want you to look at me in the eyes and just know what you said. just realize what you said. What if there was a Baby Yoda? And they killed Baby Yoda.
No.
And they had to find each other at an airport.
They didn't kill. It's a rom-com, not a rom-sad.
What? Where was it a rom-sad?
Where does soccer fit into your utopia? Are you best ever? Do you score 1,000 goals or do you score 1 goal in a really hard game?
No. I do like soccer, so there would definitely be soccer games. Mm-hmm. I would like also to not get hurt, so yeah. Pain is, just forget about pain. Yeah. It's the worst. just regular soccer. Not too hard, not too easy.
Okay. But would you win every game or would you lose some?
No, not win every game because then it wouldn't be fun. It would be like playing FIFA on the easiest difficulty.
No, what if it's like there are great games, but you guys always find a way to win?
No.
Sometimes you're down 5-0, and then 5-1, 2-3-4, and then it's 6-3.
Because I don't want to always win.
Why though? That's fun.
Why would you want to always win? Because then you'd never get the experience to have a rematch and, have that redemption of winning a rematch.
Yeah, but you'd be the winner, though. Actually, I get it. Even on FIFA, when I play, I'd be like, if it's too hard, or it's too easy, it's not fun. For me.
Even in Smash Bros, which I play a lot. I was literally just playing today.
Not the best things.
Okay. Well, anyway, I play on level 8 for AI. I don't play online because Wi-Fi and also people, it's a whole ordeal.
They spam?
Yeah, spam projectiles.
So it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun. But that's besides the point. I play against level 8 AI, which is the second highest. And sometimes I lose, which is fine. And then I rematch. I use the same character and I go against the same character. Mm. And then, it's more fun that way, having that redemption, being like, yeah, you may have beaten me the first time, but I underestimated your power.
You underestimated my power.
Yeah, but I couldn't really.
But what if you kept, so in your utopia, if you lose 8 games in a row, would you be like, this ain't no utopia?
Okay, well, then I wouldn't lose 8 games to the same exact team, no.
Why?
Well,
they could just keep having your number.
Well, if I lose 8 games in a row, I want them to either our team to get progressively better, or it's always a close game. Yeah. And it's like something luck or dumb or, maybe they just...
Or an own goal.
Yeah, or something like that. I wouldn't... Because, losing 8 times in a row, that's not fun.
No, it totally sucks. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Where does school fit in utopia?
Never. Nope, doesn't fit in. You're just born as smart as Albert Einstein.
What about traveling?
I don't like being tired either. Just sort of tired and pains. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
It'd still be fun traveling, going to new places. But at some point, if it's a utopia, you can be able to travel every place.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't get any new experiences. So, maybe not travel everywhere.
Yeah.
At least stage it so it's not I'm just traveling every every month so I can explore wherever I'm traveling for a good bit. But hotels, 5-star hotels.
Heyo!
I would just want to live in a hotel. Why didn't I think of that? Hotels?
That is...
5-star hotels are the best kind of houses, man. And they're not even houses.
What's the nicest hotel you like? The
Ritz
nicest?
At the Hawaii. Just gonna stop you right there, Hawaii.
That's a good one. What about the Hotel Conrad in Tokyo? It was really nice.
The one in Tokyo?
Yeah, the second hotel we were at.
I don't know.
There's a big old windows.
Oh, yeah, I liked it. Actually, I did really like those rooms. But Hawaii is just so...
But you think it's because of Hawaii or the hotel?
Both. Hawaii, the view Hawaii, in Hawaii is just so amazing. And then the hotel, 5-star hotels, again, are just so amazing.
Yeah.
So...
Hopefully we can go there this summer. Hopefully coronavirus is like, all right, that's enough, guys.
All
right. I would like to spend like 2 weeks in Hawaii. We've been through a lot.
But I feel like the view of Hawaii wasn't as good as Tokyo. Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, it was still amazing.
Yeah.
But it's much less... I mean, Hawaii is an island. You can't really...
One of the best beautiful places I've ever been.
And I like taking pictures, so, you know.
Yeah.
He was still nice in Tokyo. Also, languages.
Would you be able to speak languages?
I don't know.
Kamsahamnida.
Probably.
I would love to speak
languages. I feel like
languages.
Just knowing every language, because I don't feel like learning any languages, man. There's
no, you don't have to. You told me, baby, you already know.
I know. But, like, in real life, I don't feel like learning Spanish. It's just too many words in the dictionary. And also... Ever. There's just too many, man. So many words. Dumb. It's dumb.
So many words. Dumb.
Like dumb. And I. And me, Jojo.
Me, Jojo.
So it's just, I don't feel like learning it. I guess you do just learn the letters and then from there. Because it would probably be impossible for
me. No, you don't learn the letters first. You learn the words.
Really? You don't just learn how to pronounce the letters and then string it together?
Think about McKinley. You don't teach her letter. You say, Mama, Daddy, Jojo. She knew Jojo before she knew the letters J-O-J-O.
Oh, yeah. Right,
eat
true.
More.
Okay, you know? Father, we get it.
And then you learn to read it right. Because she can read a little bit.
She can read.
Yeah, she can read. She can't write.
She can't read.
Yeah. But she knows how to talk.
Yeah. She knows...
And you understand before you can even speak.
Yeah. She knows, like, what the letters are.
Yeah.
She just doesn't know how to write them properly. And especially, she can't write numbers.
No. She's like...
It's 1, 3... Or no, she would actually count good. 1, 2, 3, 4... Yeah.
She counted to 100 yesterday.
And yeah, she could actually count.
I tried to throw her off, and she was like, I'm... You keep trying to be funny, and I'm at 88. So, anytime you want to stop, I will just finish. And she went to 100.
She actually can count, but she knows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But then 10 is like 1.
Yeah. But she's going to be going to school this year, so she'll be learning.
Yeah. Wonder how school is for her, especially because
she might. Hopefully, by the time she starts, it's back to normal.
Mm-hmm. It's not great at all. I think, do you have anything else to say about your utopia that's not really a utopia, but you say it is, and you just want to move on?
Because my dad
was rich, okay?
You don't have to pee at night. I have to pee a lot at night. I wake up at least once or twice every night.
Oh, yeah. What's up with the wind? I just can't sleep. Like, lately it's been fine, but before, I'd just be waking up at 1 a.m. It's like, no.
And I go pee, and sometimes, like, I stub my toe on the bed.
Oh, no.
The worst.
Ooh, ah.
If I drink a lot of water, too, your mom never...
Just know.
Okay. And also, my utopia, my hair will be right. It'll be cool, and I won't have to be bald. And my beard will grow in right here.
Why do people think this is bald? This is absolutely not bald.
Black people be knowing, but a lot of other people don't know.
Like, this is...
You obviously have hair.
It's very obvious. What? Is this the same tone of color? No.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's it for today, talking about our utopia.
It's a good app.
Yeah.
Nice job. By the way, Jojo produces this. He comes up with the topics. I just sit down and be... A co-host. Sorry. I'll take it back.
No, please.
Let me take it back.
No.
Bye.